Hello and welcome to another edition of your Wednesday Wisdom. I am your host, Rafi Martinez with Martinez Elite Fitness, and today is Wednesday, February 8th, 2023 is still the year, and we're on episode number 260. I'll have to do the math on this, but it seems like we might get to episode 300 by the time this is all said and done this year, which would be pretty crazy. So, here we go. Happy Wednesday, everybody. I had written down one thing to kind of go over. We'll focus on that, but before we get into that, few things with the gym itself. So, this month on the 20th, we'll change our schedule slightly. It's going to be an 8 a.m. class followed by, open gym from 9 to 10:30. That is a holiday for most. I know not all, but we'll be coming back from a trip that weekend, and I'm not sure what time Sunday we'll be actually getting back, probably because of traffic. Weather could be an issue where we're going up north, so the snow might bog us down a little bit, and I don't want that to hinder my ability to get up and at them in the morning. So 8 a.m. class time on Monday the 20th, followed by open gym 9 to 10:30. You're more than welcome to come to one or both. You can also just come and hang out. The choice there is yours. The other two things next month, March, get your mind right and ready for these two things. The first thing is the nutrition challenge. It's our first of the year. We're going to run one every 3 months this year. So you'll have three nutrition challenges. All the details and everything will be sent out soon. We're getting the calendar together for all the posts that Tara is going to do for you guys. Excuse me. So just be on the lookout. That starts March 1st. And then also in March, date to be determined, is going to be our, I think this is our 8th annual in-house Laura Volk. It's not a competition anymore because there are no prizes. We just get together. We do about 5 workouts within a couple hours span, and then we go on about our day. But it's a lot of fun. We enjoy putting it on, as well as hoping that you guys enjoy the event. So those are the big things coming up in March. And before that, this coming Saturday, we'll be at Rankin Park. And then Sunday, we also have a get together for a ruck hike at 8:30 a.m. We'll meet at Mount Wanda. It should just take about an hour. So if you want to be a part of that, that's open to you guys. So Sunday, Mount Wanda, if weather, you know, hinders this, I'll let everyone know. Right now, I don't think there's anyone signed up, so get signed up so we can get that, those bodies in there. Let's get together on a Sunday. Yes. So those are all the events. So now the topic. I'm just going to be spitballing here, so you're going to have to bear with me as I try to collect my thoughts and everything about this as I go along. So I don't remember, of course, I wrote down this phrase, the choice to suffer is ours. And I did my best to try to remember exactly what happened. That was this morning. I'm recording this. This is Wednesday. I'm recording this on Wednesday. This is not getting to you in time. It's already past 9. So I apologize for that. But at this morning, something made me say that in my head. And I said, oh shit, I better go write that down before I forget. Thinking that I would probably remember the scenario or what I saw or, you know, whatever. But I don't. But the sentence itself, the choice to suffer is ours. Now, I'm sure many of you have heard suffering of regret is far worse and more painful than the suffering of the work, in a sense. I'm sure I'm botching that, 1,000 different ways. But so I wrote down the choice to suffer is ours. And underneath that, right before I hit record, because you can either suffer from regret, from no effort on your end, from no planning on your end, for no execution on your end, for deciding to do not the thing that's going to make you better. And if we correlate this, of course, with the gym every time, it's I signed up for class, but then I took my name off. Or I didn't sign up for class because I wanted to give myself that option to not go, as opposed to suffering from the work and the effort and the sacrifice and the planning, like the suffering from that is what leads to you reaping the rewards. And in suffering, right? So you can take that word, and that some people might say that's, you know, too harsh of a word to use when it comes to explaining something like this. But I feel like we're soft enough as a whole, you know, like not you specifically, but as a whole, people are fucking soft. And those are the types of words that you need to leave in there. So people kind of grasp that you have friends, you have colleagues, you have family members, acquaintances that will complain and complain and complain and complain about what they don't have. Right. But they will never, they'll never also explain to you the work that they are not putting in. So suffer and suffering is the correct word here and is a strong word to use, because in essence, like that's what you're doing if you're one of the few that are going after what you want. So I will suffer through a workout because I want to get fitter. I will suffer through the programming and the process of, workout plan and the workout itself, a layout, how can this work, how can that. I will suffer through that process in order to give you guys a better workout. I will suffer and sacrifice time away from the business in order to enjoy helping coach my son's baseball team. I will suffer, I will sacrifice, I will plan in order to save enough money to hopefully help my kids go to college. Like those are the things that I need to use the word suffer for, because then it means something. You know, if you don't sacrifice and if you don't suffer a little bit, more than likely whatever it is that you're chasing is either not worth it or you're not putting the importance on it. You're just kind of talking about it. Right. We get that all the time. And it's no more apparent and probably heard of in anywhere than it would be inside of the gym. Right. Because everybody wants to get strong. Everybody wants to get fit. Everybody wants to get fast. Everybody wants to lose weight. Everybody wants to get stronger. Everybody has that wedding dress to fit into. Everybody's got that big event coming up, that wedding anniversary, that high school reunion. Everybody's got these things that they think that they're ready to suffer for, but they're not committing to any type of process. The choice that they're making is the choice to suffer from the regret that they're going to have in 6 months when they still are either the same fitness level or maybe a few pounds heavier. And that's why February is so important as far as a gym owner is concerned, because we'll see. I mean, we've got new faces in January, but as you look around, you'll see, let's say we had, you know, six people join in January. February 1st rolls around and we only see two of those motherfuckers left, right? And that's, I say motherfuckers, we see two of those people left, okay? The other four, they're still looking for the right fit. Maybe they're not willing to suffer like they thought they would. Something has kept them, or you know, some people just bebop from gym to gym. I learned that early on, that most people that will come through our doors we won't see again, because they're the type that will go for this amount of time or this free trial, and then they got to go try this because they don't give it long enough. If you haven't been with this for a year yet, I'm going to tell you right now, you're not seeing the things that you're going to want, like that you're looking for, because shit takes time. Suffering takes time. You're going to have to, if you're 30 pounds overweight, and I mean, most of the people that come to our gym were, you know, in our 30s, 20, late 20, mid 20s to mid 30s. And of course, we do have people in their 40s, their 50s, their 60s, all that as well. But for the most part, it takes a, you know, 10 to 20 pound overweight 30 something year old at least a year to chip away at some of that extra baggage, right? I tell people all the time, you didn't eat one fast food meal and then overnight gain 30 pounds. It took time for you to do that. And now you have to put this into perspective that it's going to take us probably twice as long and twice the amount of effort, well, 100 times the amount of effort to get it off than it did to put it on. And a lot of people don't understand that. And a lot of people aren't willing to suffer because of that. You know, they think that I'm going to try this gym and maybe, I don't know, financially, they're just going to bebop around because it's, you know, it's cheaper that way. I don't know. But if you haven't been with us for a year yet, you're going to have to give it some time in order to see and achieve the things that you have set out for yourself. And I'll let that lead into the suffering of the gym is one thing. Waking up early or coming after work, coming on your lunch hour, you know, that's a suffering part of this, you know, getting up and coming or leaving work and coming to the gym. That's only, I don't know, 20% of it. The other 80% is all wrapped into your sleep. Your nutrition is probably 60 of the remaining 80%. Your hydration, is also key. And stress levels, right? All these things are going to come into play when you want to achieve the thing. So someone thinks that they can come to the gym 6 days a week. If you come Monday through Friday, and then Saturdays you join us for Run Club, but you're still eating out 3 to 4 times a week, having drinks 2 to 3 times a week, not sleeping very well because you were out drinking for two to three nights of those weeks, and then alcohol, of course, plays its role in not sleeping well and how we recover and all that stuff. You can maintain probably, but you won't progress. And that's what, you know, the nutrition challenges kind of do. That the ones that we do, it's like a reset. Kind of shows you and proves to you the things that you think you're doing well, you may not be doing as well, because we like to give ourselves more credit. 9 times out of 10, we're trying to give ourselves more credit than the credit that we're due. And everybody's a victim of that. We try to tell ourselves, well, you did this, so you can do that. You know, like, oh, you didn't go out for lunch on Tuesday this week, so going out for dinner and lunch and drinks is okay on Friday night. Which is not, right? That's like that doesn't fucking compute. That's not a balanced thing. So giving yourself the time to suffer long enough in order to accomplish and achieve those things is very, very crucial. I have people after like a month or two be like, well, you know, I didn't see what I wanted, so I'm going to go somewhere else, which is totally fine. Like, I'll tell you right now, I don't give a shit if you decide to leave the gym for whatever reason. It's totally on you, and that's totally fine. I run a business. I would have taken it personally even just 3 years ago, but everything that happened with the pandemic and the shutdowns has shown me that we are just a transactional part of someone's life. And I totally get that. On our end, it's more, but for, you know, 80% of people, it's just a transaction. So it's okay. But what you're going to have, what these people are going to soon find out, well, I can't say soon find out, but what people might find out at some point is that maybe it's not so much the places that I'm going and then leaving. Maybe it's me only giving myself X amount of time at these places and then leaving. So you got to give yourself an opportunity. If after a year you still haven't seen anything and you have done all of the other shit, you just haven't come into the gym, you changed everything else outside. And when I say change everything else, just small alterations would benefit greatly. You don't eat out for, you know, 2 weeks straight. You don't, you know, go out for drinks for a week, you know, see how you feel. And if you don't feel any better, then you know what? Maybe I'm just full of shit, but I'm 99.99% sure that I'm not. Been doing this long enough that I think we kind of know what we're talking about. So give that a shot. If you feel like if you've been with us for over a year and you still haven't seen any changes, I challenge you to see where your suffering is lacking, or where it's too much. Are you suffering from regret from not going to the gym or not cooking your meals ahead of time, planning your meals ahead of time, going out with friends, but maybe not indulging in that, you know, in those drinks that you would normally do, those kinds of things. So just keep that in mind as you're tracking your fitness. So those are the two things I wanted to talk about. The choices of suffering is ours. And that's either suffering from the regret of our effort levels or lack thereof, or are we willing to suffer from the work and reap the benefits? And I'm going to tell you, like, I thought about this a lot recently, and you know, my son Julian, I'll use him as a perfect example. And I want to preface this with, I have fallen in love with the team that he is on. I enjoy these kids so much, and getting to know them it's a lot of fun. You know, this kind of stuff is a lot more fun than I thought I would probably ever have. And this goes for any other team that my, like, Julian would be on. It does, not just these boys. Julian's willing to put in work, but in his free time, we'll say free time, right? Yeah, anytime after school, if he's not at practice, he will sit on the couch and just play on his phone. You know, it's a phone that we pay for, and it's a phone that he has because his grades are great. He's on the vice principal's honor roll. It's you know, he's doing great in school. He's doing a sport. He's coming to the gym with me, I think, 2 to 3 times a week now. If you're in the 415 class, you've probably seen him over the last couple months. And so he's like in what I would call like the in-between. He will take the time to do nothing, right, and not think twice about it, but he's also putting in the effort and the suffering to progress, and he's starting to see it. So I'm hoping that kind of flips the switch, because sometimes it's a very, very slow incline from doing like nothing that will make yourself better to, you know, starting to do things that will make yourself better. And I think he's on that incline to where there won't be a day where if I come home, or as soon as he comes home, he'll get his homework done, and then instead of being on his phone, if he doesn't have baseball practice, he'll be like, hey, Dad, you want to go hit me some ground balls? Or, hey, Dad, can I go and can we set up the net so I can hit into it? Hey, Dad, can I pitch to you? That kind of stuff. Like, I'm hoping it's soon, and I feel it, and I'm going to do my best to navigate it as a father. But my son has these high hopes. He has these high hopes and these high dreams of taking this baseball thing to certain levels. And I think he can, as long as he chooses to suffer from the work rather than suffer from the regret. You know, at least if he works really hard and doesn't make it, he knows there's nothing at that, you know, maybe he just wasn't good enough. And, you know, we'll cross that bridge when it comes, if it comes. But it's those things. And that's, you know, the best in real time example that I can give to you. He's slowly on that incline, and you can tell. I mean, he's good. And what he does off the field is changing his whole game drastically. So think about that. What are you doing off the field that's helping you drastically? If it's nothing, but you want more, you need to start being honest with yourself. Are you suffering from regret, or are you willing to suffer from the work? That's it, everybody. That's all I got for you today. Sorry this was a little late, but it's going out now. Have a great day. And we'll see you in the gym.